We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we were just talking off the air. Maybe it was on the air. It all blends together. But you're talking
sometimes that's good, sometimes that's
with,
bad.
With the next debate coming up in September,
yeah,
we were just wondering how many candidates will be left on stage.
Right, and I gave you 5-1 odds. It'll be 12 or under.
Well, Anna Radelat's with us.
Anna Radelat knows more about that than
probably.
We do.
Probably. CTMirror.org. Hi, Anna. How
Hi,
are
Anna.
You?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So what is your over-under on how many candidates we'll see in the next Democratic debate on September 4th or 6th or whatever it is?
The 12th.
Probably about half, about 10 to 12.
Okay. Okay, see, well, he's there.
Yeah, she
he's
there. 12. Was it, did it just seem, I didn't watch the debate, I'll be honest with you, but is it just my perception that, again, it was Joe Biden pinata night on stage?
Yes, it was. You know, the candidates did gang up on Joe Biden
right
last night. But I think he, you know, unlike his first debate where he was kind of caught blindsided, I think he was ready for the attacks much better last night.
Yeah, well, do you think they took him off guard the first time?
I think so. I think he didn't, you know, he didn't see that one coming.
Well, and you know, his nature is, I mean, I think you've seen him far more than I have behind the scenes. You know, all we get is the public face. But from what I understand, you know, he is kind of a handsy, as well, we have photos of that. But he is kind of a very avuncular kind of guy. He's kind of like get along, go along. Is that the way he is, or behind the scenes, is he a little more aggressive?
I think you captured the thing. You know, he is kind of get along, go along, get along. And, you know, yesterday his hesitancy in criticizing Obama policies, for instance.
Right.
You know, and if you notice, he was the only one who stopped talking when his time period ended. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody else, every other candidate kept going and pushing the limits of time, but not Joe Biden.
Was there one of the 10 on stage last night, Anna, who impressed you the most?
I don't know if impressed would be the word. I was surprised.
Okay, that's a good
word. That's good.
I was surprised by Tulsi Gabbard's, you know, zing of Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Cory Booker, you know, finally broke out a little bit last night. You know, I was surprised a little bit that Kamala Harris couldn't defend her health care plan.
Exactly. Well, and people have been doing fact checks all over her for that, too. So, you know, that is a problem.
But health care, you know, maybe I was surprised that health care, and I don't know why I should be surprised, you know, was discussed for so long last night.
You know what nobody brought up, this pointed out this morning, and, you know, you may have noticed, you're in Washington, you can see these things. I don't know if they have the debt clock up, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, the national debt in over the Obama administration, now into the Trump administration, has gone nuts. It was something like maybe 20 years ago when you started reporting, and maybe earlier than that, I don't know. But, I mean, the fact is, everybody was talking about that. Nobody talks about it now.
No, debt is not an issue, and thank you for the 20 years. No, it's been a lot longer.
Oh, I thought you were a newbie. Sorry about that.
But, yeah, debt is not an issue. And it kind of, you know, I don't know. I think it had to do with the tax bill. You know, the tax bill was not, it was a huge bill. It cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. There were no set pay-fors. The idea of paying for a bill just went right out the window. And now nobody talks about it. So because of that, Republicans don't want to talk about the debt.
Right.
And they used to be the strongest
opponents
of fiscal sanity. And, you know, that's now, yes, it is something that worries me.
Why,
it should.
Why in a Democratic debate would the president come through almost unscathed?
Trying to kill each other.
Something that is that other Democrats are tearing their hair out of, you know. I saw tweets from several Democratic senators before the debate saying to the effect, in the effect, hey, remember, you're supposed to attack Donald Trump, okay? And you know, there was very little, you know, there were some mentions, a few shots at
the president.
But no, no substantive takedown of the president. And right now, the strategy is to, you know, qualify for the third, for the next debate. The strategy is to, you know, become the nominee. So I think that that's not a priority in the in these, at least in these early debates.
Right. I think what you've got to do is you've got to knock off, you know, some of those people who are either not polling or going 1-2%, because, you know, it's a nuisance more so than a threat. But nevertheless, you got to get rid of them. And number two, I think the thing is, it's clear that this election will be in a way a referendum on Donald Trump. So that's coming. I guess, you know, right now you got to get rid of these other guys.
Yes. Yes, but, you know, the danger is that they beat each other up so much.
Oh, God, yeah.
That they become a weaker candidate against Trump.
A couple more minutes with our friend Dana Radelat from ctmirror.org. When you look at the 10 people on stage last night, one of them, and Ray and I were talking about this, Bill de Blasio, we've probably got as good a chance as he does of getting elected president of the United States. Why do some of the candidates who don't seemingly have a snowball's chance in Hades of winning the nomination either run or stay in the race? Because they're not. Because this isn't cheap to do this.
Answer, I don't know. You know, I don't know why some people run for office that don't have a chance, but that happens all the time.
Yeah, no, it's nothing
you
new,
know?
That's for sure.
And it has to do with, I think, their egos. It has to do with, you know, people around them telling them, urging them to run, saying you'd be a great candidate, you can do this, and then they're in the race, and then they're caught up in the moment, and their egos are there, and they feel they have to run, or maybe they want to make a point, or, you know, there are many reasons people run for office,
right,
other than actually winning the seat. Sometimes you run for office because you're testing out another run, you know, or you're doing a preliminary run for one seat. You might, you know, a lot of people say Beto O'Rourke. He may pivot and run for the Senate now.
Possible.
Okay.
Right.
So that may be his reasoning.
Oh, yeah, to increase their recognition for local races. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think the other thing is, also, for some, it's the issue that you're running on. So, in other words, this is my issue. I'm going to try and get this, even though I'm not going to get the nomination. I want to bring people up to discuss this. Maybe that's it?
Yes, that's also a motivator for many people running for office.
Like Tom Steyer is the case in
point. Tom Steyer would be the perfect example of that.
All right.
With his impeachment.
Anna, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your insight, and have a great weekend.
You do too. Thank you very much for having me.
Have a good summer.
This is our friend Anna Radelat from, I think we'll talk to her again.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
CTMirror.org.
It's like you're kissing her off there. Have a nice summer. We'll talk to you in the fall.
They now have, CT Mirror now has like every day a news alert, so they'll send you stuff and link to some of their news stories that are up. It's pretty good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.